Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Joseph Kabai, and you guys charge me money on my visa. Can you tell me what it is for?
Yes, sir. Can I go ahead and have your zip code?
60035.
You said 60035?
Yes.
Okay. And can I have you repeat your first and last name for me?
Yossi Gabai.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, Yossi Gabai, Gabay.
Okay. Would this be the phone number that would be on that account?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir, so I'm not getting anything with your first and last name, your zip code, or your phone number. What I can do is if we did charge your card, I can search it up with the first six of your card and the last four.
On my card?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Give me 1 second, please.
You're fine.
The last number is 8607.
And the first six are?
I don't have my visa with me right now.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
94 cents.
Okay, sir. So I do apologize. If we charged your card, it would have popped up with the last four. But I'm not seeing anything pop up. Did you just place this order by chance?
No, I did not charge anything. I don't know what it is.
Okay. What I would suggest you to do is call your bank and see what's going on, sir, because we don't have an account with you.
I mean, how come you guys charge me, though?
Well, sir, we are just a third-party customer service. We deal with a lot of businesses and their customer service, but it doesn't look like you bought products from one of our businesses. And it doesn't look like we charged you either because it would have popped up with your card number.
But it said that you guys charged me, and then I call you guys. It said $18 and then $39.
I do apologize for that, sir, but like I said, if we charge you, it would have popped up. So that's why I'm saying you probably need to call your bank.
Okay, so I have to stop these charges, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.